Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is April here from All for April.
I am excited to be on another Talk About It Thursday here at All for HR and Business Solutions. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I hope your HR day is off to a great start. This is April here from All for HR and Business Solutions. And we are all the way almost through April and into our second quarter of 2018. Time is getting by us fast. This year is really going through really fast. So welcome to the show, everyone, for those that are if you are new to the show, I am April Halliburton, sorry about that, founder and CEO, All for HR and Business Solutions. And we are a virtual human resource management company out of Michigan. And we have been in business since 2009. We currently have three divisions. We have a virtual call center, a recruitment and job placement division, and we have a virtual human resource management division. We manage clients, small businesses from 2 to 29 employees throughout the country. If you have not had a chance, please go by and visit our virtual home at all4hr.net, and you'll see all kinds of goodies, and you'll see what all for HR is, what we do. We are not our company is not industry specific, although we do work with a lot of manufacturing companies, nonprofit organizations, small businesses as a whole, and franchises as well. You can follow us on Twitter at @all4hr. We are on Facebook at All for HR Business Solutions. Be sure to go by and you can join our Facebook group at All for HR Business Solutions. Our Facebook group is All for HR Works for You. If you are a small business owner or a HR professional, especially a small business owner, you'll want to join our Facebook group. We share all kinds of great information about different HR trending issues, and we're always sharing information and checklists and articles and just all kinds of things to help you to keep you abreast of changing HR laws as they occur. You can also get us on LinkedIn at All for HR Business Solutions. We are on Tumblr at All for HR. We are on Instagram on All for HR. And we're on Google Plus and Pinterest. Let's not forget Pinterest, folks. So I hope your day is going well. You're off to a great start. I certainly am doing well here after a recent fall a couple days ago. So me here is looking like an Italian sausage, just slowly getting better. But thank everyone for the well wishes, and this too shall pass, right? So, you know, this is April's I Am No HR Fool is our topic for this month. And we have been sharing all kinds of information LARHR Elephant has been sharing all kinds of tips. And we have our webinar that is coming up on the 25th, which is a week from yesterday, from 12:30 to 1:30. And it is a complimentary webinar. And so we have some great information we'll be sharing to get you kind of looking for the different little tricks, little things that employees may try to pull on employees. You know, in HR, it's never a dull moment. You know that. And so in HR, you got to be ready for anything, right? I don't care how long you've been in the HR industry. Every day is different. There's no 2 days alike. And so one of the things I love about HR is, again, there's never a dull moment. And some instances, you can't help but to laugh, right? You can't help but to laugh. We have a lot going this month. We had a lot going on last month. We had our employee engagement challenge that went on last month. It was a lot of fun. We're going to do that later on in the year again. And if you haven't had a chance, go to the offerhr.net. And as soon as you go on there, you'll get a pop-up or light box is what they call them. And you can sign up for our newsletter so you'll get all kinds of great information about the HR industry, about Offer HR. And, again, this month we're talking about I Know HR 4. So we've had a lot of fun with that. And if you have a question, you can definitely call that. You know I love to talk to you, right? So you can give me a call in at 929-477-3185 if you have a question. So we're just talking about different things. We've been talking about we missed our Facebook Live this week due to power outages in the area. But we've been talking all month about the different things that employees have to kind of stay abreast of when their HR professionals and employers have to stay abreast of on in day-to-day operations, right? Things like bullying and and so all kinds of good things. Was talking about last week we talked a little bit about FMLA things to look out for and some tips to look out for when you're looking over applications. Okay. And so one of the big questions that we have all the time is we have different questions about FMLA. You know, FMLA is always kind of a sticky situation because you don't want employers don't want to overstep any boundaries, and they don't want to create an atmosphere of mistrust. But by the same token, I'm no HR4, right? Okay. So this week we're actually we're talking about FMLA. One FMLA question is something that I get all the time, different things, and questions about FMLA. Because again, we like to think that deceit and fraud does not occur, but you know, only in a perfect world, right? So we do have to be careful. We have to be aware and we have to be, you know, vigilant. We really do, because you never know, right? So
Again, I told you a little bit about Offer HR Solutions. And know that if you have HR questions, you can always reach us on the web. You can try live sorry about that, on our right on our website, okay? And we have, you know, all kinds of different things. We want you to follow us and join our Facebook group. And if you have those, please tell me you don't have any more of those any projects in 2017, because I know that you've gotten all those done, correct? Of course. If you have not, you can give us a call and give us shoot us an email at allforhr@allforhr.net or on the web. You can chat with us live, as I said. And you can, we have a Facebook Live on Tuesday. We're back this Tuesday. We missed last Tuesday, again, due to power outages. But Tuesday we have from 7 to 8. Facebook Live. And so that's another opportunity for you to ask questions on what particular issue they have. Now, we also, you know, Mondays is Management Monday moment. Tuesdays is Top Talent Tuesday, right? So we talk about on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, we do our Wedding Wednesday blog, and Thursday, well, blah, we are on the air with the Offer HR Biz. And then Fridays, you know what Fridays are. Fridays are on the air, Freedom Friday. And so on Freedom Fridays, we have where everyone, where you can submit a question on our Freedom Friday HR question blog. And so you submit a question in the comments section, all the way in the bottom there, just in the comments, submit a question. If we select your question, guess what? You want to get. How about that? How fun is that? Because when we select your question, we will answer your question Fridays on live. We'll answer your question live on Friday. So how about that? Oh, that's not me, guys. That was somebody else, y'all, and not me. So go over there at allforhr.net. And submit a question. And when we select your question, we will answer it live on Friday mornings, and you'll win a gift, and we'll share some great information with you along with everybody else live. So how fun is that? Correct? It doesn't get much better than that, folks. So anyway, we want you to drop your question, and we've been getting great questions. The question does not have to be does not have to be about our HR, whatever our topic is for the month, okay? Because every month we have a topic. Okay, so it doesn't have to be the question doesn't have to be about what our topic is for the month. It can be about any HR question. Now, it has to be an HR question, folks. So we're not answering any love questions. We're not reading any futures or no palms or anything like that. Just HR questions, okay? Okay, so go ahead and drop your questions there. And we will be so, so happy to select your question and answer it on Friday morning.
Okay. So we're here today, and today we're talking a little bit about something that is, like I said, something that is, you know, a lot of people get a lot of questions about FMLA. We really do. FMLA is actually a subject that is ever changing. You know, while HR is ever changing, FMLA is constantly changing as well. So we have to kind of be abreast of things. And I guess, you know, if you have questions, feel free to drop them offerhr.net. And we'll do our best to get them answered right away. And we also, don't let us forget, we also have an HR hotline. How about that? We have a hotline. So you can call us and leave an HR question if no one answers. Usually someone will answer between business hours. And that number is 844, the number 4, OHR, and then option 2. How about that? So easy. So if you no one answers, leave a message and someone will answer your question. And we have several products that we are offering. You can check out on our different training. We have some sexual harassment training and diversity training and things like that that are available for a small cost for your company. So you'll want to check that out on our Offer HR Business Solutions product. So let's talk a little bit about FMLA. How about that? So in FMLA, you know, there's a lot of loophole, but the thing is that if you're most important is that you are very you're consistent, okay, and with your practices. And by all means, folks, if you have a question with regard to FMLA, you can ask Offer HR, ask your attorney if you have any questions. Now, if you have any questions currently, give us a call at 929-477-3185. I am, again, April Halliburton, founder and CEO of Offer HR Business Solutions, and we are providing excellent experts HR solutions to companies all across the country. And you want to find out about us again, go to offerhr, that's all the number 4, folks, hr.net. Thank you, real simple. So we talk about FMLA and the thing to watch out for when you have employees that are in the FMLA program or using that program, okay? And so they should obtain medical certification. And that the request is due to serious health conditions. It is very important that you require a doctor certification for all absences of 3 or more days or believed to be excused, okay? If there's no such requirement and the employer intends to require paid leave to work concurrent with FMLA leave, the employer might not be able to require certification. Again, so you have to make sure every time that there's a employee uses FMLA and they're out for 3 or more days, require certification, okay? And that is actually the first step in anti-fraud program, okay? Enforce your policy. And denying the leave request if an employee fails to submit certification within 15 days. So, in other words, you must, if they require a leave, require that they do have certification within 15 days, okay? They need to produce certification from a doctor 15 days, okay? And so if not, then you have
the authority to assess penalties for failure to be at work. Do not request the certification before handing down the discipline. And the FMLA's rules do allow an extension of time if it's not possible, if it's impossible to get a form within 15 days. But they must communicate that with you. Okay? They have to communicate that with you. No, we don't have any telepilot powers. I know mine hardly work, my telepathic powers. So I don't know about yours, but I believe in communication, right? Communication and documentation, right? Document some more, okay? Make sure you examine the certification closely and make sure it's fully completed, okay? In some cases, a doctor will intentionally suspect a complaint in order to remain truthful while accommodating the desires of the patient. Okay, you have to have it completely filled out, just so you know. Okay, that's a requirement. And if you're not satisfied with the employee certification, you can contact the employer's or the healthcare provider, and just directly to clarify and authenticate that certification of the form, okay? So you can give them, if it's not completed in the first correctly, you can give them an additional 7 days to clear up the deficiencies of the form. But if that form does not support the existence of a serious health condition, then that leave should be denied, okay? And, again, don't hesitate to contact the healthcare provider to certify that authentication of the form. So make sure, that form is filled out completely. And, again, if it's not filled out correctly the first time, you can give them an additional 7 days to rectify whatever deficiencies are in that form. You can also require a second opinion. If the circumstances seem a little suspicious, and it is an original certification bone, you can require a second opinion. Once that certification is approved, make a limited inquiry each time the employee requests more leave, okay? Particularly in the case of intermittent leave, okay? Because the goal is to determine whether the leave is for the same qualifying reason, okay? So your employees are not going. They may be out for FMLA for a bad back, but then this particular day I'm out for my knee was bothering me. Okay, so you want to at least inquire every time they request to leave, to ensure that it is related to the FMLA, that it's the same serious health condition that they've been talking or that they requested the FMLA for, okay? And again, when you make those conversations, make sure you document them, okay? You have to document them. Watch the schedule of the absences closely. And in case of intermittent leave, to determine whether suspicious pattern develops, like maybe before every Friday and Monday. Okay, so that's before the weekend and after, we're talking about consecutive long weekends. Right, or whether there's a change in the frequency or the time of the time off.
And so these kinds of actions actually suggest there's a change in the condition, and that the employer condition that will enable the employer to request a decertification. Okay. Require that employees do take intermittently and follow through normal call-in processes to report absence unless there's an unusual circumstance. Okay, so keep those things in mind. I'm actually in our room. I'm going to have a checklist up later on today that you can actually click on and download. Okay? Because FMLA, again, is something that a lot of employers, a lot of times employers experience pushback because they're pushing back, doesn't mean for you to not push back. Because you're doing your job, right? And you want to protect the liability of the client, of the employee, as well as the employer. So keep that, those things in mind. Again, if you're just joining us and you have any questions, you can give us a call at 929-477-3185. And I am April Halliburton, founder and CEO of Offer HR Business Solutions. If you're just joining the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad to have you aboard, okay? And we are, again, a virtual human resource management company, and we have, so we have a call, virtual call center. We also have our job placement, our division, where we place, we actually place temporaries with companies, and we also fill direct hire positions. We also have our larger division, which is our virtual human resource management company, our division, and we manage 2 to 29 employees throughout the country. Okay? If you have not had a chance to, you can follow us on Twitter at AllForHR, Tumblr, AllForHR, Instagram, All4HR, that's all the number 4HR, LinkedIn at AllForHR and Business Solutions, Facebook, AllForHR and Business Solutions. If you are a small business owner, I encourage you to join our Facebook group with the other like-minded business owners and HR professionals. It's a newly open group, so we're growing it. But we welcome you. We want you to join in. You can weigh in on different topics. You can ask questions and advice and things like that in the forum, in the Facebook group, which is called Offer HR Works for You. And so we have a great complimentary webinar that is coming up on the 25th, and it just gets all I Know HR for, okay? So that's fun. We're having a lot of fun with that. And we've been getting some great questions. Allie, our HR elephant, has been sharing great tips on our month. And we've been talking about things to look out for in the during the application process, things to work out, look for in the reference, during the reference stage of the application process, checking references, okay? And so all of this information, guess what? It's going to be in our complimentary webinar on the 25th. That's this coming up Wednesday. So if you haven't had a chance to, then circulate that. You can sign up on the website. We can get it at us anywhere. And if you haven't had a chance, be sure to sign up for our newsletter as well, folks. We're talking today about FMLA and some things that you can due to guard against fraud and or deceit, however you want to label it, call it. And so what we're, again, we're talking about FMLAs and things that you can look out for. So be sure you can remember that you can request recertifications during the FMLA, okay? It often is the law a law. And remember that the frequency of the recertification permitted, though, differs depending on the type of lead and the type of serious health condition. Okay, so you want to make careful about that and make sure that you are you're compliant with your state laws, with some of them being varied, okay, from state to state, some of them. So you're going to have to be really careful about that. But you should, if you have any questions, be sure to drop us an email or chat with us online, and we'll be glad to get those questions for you. Require a Chrome link. Oh, no coffee. I didn't have coffee all day today. I've been drinking water. So require a Chrome link to run concurrently with FMLA when allowed by the law. And so what that does is when an employer realizes that taking leave today will affect future vacation time, he or she will likely only take FMLA when it's a legitimate need for it, okay? So keep that in mind. And ask the physicians to verify the medical certification is exactly what he or she signed, and that it has not been altered. Okay. What else do we have? Inquire about the intended method of transportation if an employee requests to leave early, and suggest maybe if they need an ambulance. Okay. And if you suspect fraud, aggressively pursue potential fraud. And if you have strong, concrete evidence of fraud and that you discover strong evidence, take the appropriate disciplinary actions. Don't be afraid to. Okay, and always follow up reports from fellow employees or other sources that employees do not, in fact, need leave. Okay, so, follow up, and I always say make sure to document some more. Okay, it's very important that you document. You have to document dates and times of conversations, requests for certification. If you tell them that they have 7 days to clear up some deficiencies within our certification, then make sure that you are circling back. Okay. So keep those things definitely in mind. So we have some things going on this month, and this month if you are having questions about FMLA or any questions, or if you are having any questions, be sure to, drop us any, drop us in our live chat, or you can put them on our email us, or you can leave them on our hotline if no one's answering. Most times someone can. Okay. So, So we're talking about FMLA, and again, we don't want to give the impression that make employees feel not threatened, but as if they're not being trusted. Because if you're not being trusted, if you're not doing anything wrong, then there really shouldn't be a problem. But we don't want to, again, FMLA is here for the protection of, don't want to you don't want your employees to feel uncomfortable, like they can't come to you and talk to them. Because one of the biggest mistakes employers make is that they don't communicate with the employees during the FMLA for fear of saying the wrong thing or the wrong perception. It's better that you communicate with the employee and ask questions that you have and allow them to ask questions so they're no different. So keep that in mind. That you should, by all means, communicate with your employee, okay, during their process. Employers should feel free to investigate suspicious circumstances that suggest FMLA abuse by interviewing employees about their actions and their whereabouts on the days in question. But before interviewing your employee, the employer must gather available information, whether it's social media, whether it's emails, whatever it is. They should have all that set together and have concrete evidence, okay? Not whispers, not he say, she say, but you have to have documentation, okay? Other employees who may have witnessed relevant events can also be interviewed. An employee's inability to explain or their lack of credibility when explaining the relevant actions or the whereabouts may support your finding that the employee has indeed lied or engaged in FMLA misuse. So when interviewing your employee in that context, make sure you consult with your counsel first, okay, to ensure that you are asking the correct questions. And make sure you're not including prohibited medical inquiry or discourage or interfere with legitimate taking of the home. Some companies have even went as far as private investigations with surveillance by private investigators. That document employees' physical movements and their intent activities that are consistent with the taking of FMLA. And so you should make sure you are engaging counsel for help with this, okay? Don't do this on your own because there are guidelines that you must follow. You cannot in any violate someone's privacy or their civil rights because you're trying to find out if they are violating FMLA's guidelines. Okay, so make sure that you are talking to your counsel first, and so that your counsel can ensure that the proper scope of surveillance is being used and that the employer is presented with the appropriate facts when they're assessing the suspicion of FMLA fraud or abuse. Okay. talked about that, taking a long weekend every weekend, okay? Suspicious circumstances. So some employees take family and family on the day after the Super Bowl, right? That's a gift. That's like a dead giveaway, okay? And they may be required to recertify the taking of FMLA. So if you feel like they need that recertification, that's why I say whenever they take up or leave for under FMLA, then it's up to you to require to inquire what is that leave for, that particular absence for, because you want to make sure that is consistent with the leave that they, you know, the serious condition that they are initially taking FMLA for. You can't flip flop, right? You can't be migraines one day and an ankle another, okay? So, keep in mind that employers cannot challenge medical opinions of the healthcare provider as part of the recertification. That's not your job as the employer to challenge the healthcare provider's medical opinions. But you can still request recertification, which can also deter future FMLA abuse. If recertification is not timely provided, FMLA can definitely be denied. And recertification may be requested in conjunction with an employee's interview or surveillance. Okay? So, again, you want to make sure that you are speaking to proper authorities with regard to FMLA and their questions you may have. If you have any inquiries, something you're unsure about, make sure that you are checking. You are asking the right questions to make sure, and make sure that they're answered correctly. I am again April Halliburton of Auburn HR Business Solutions. And this month we're talking about, I am no HR fool. And so we've been talking about different ways to combat deceit or fraud that may be done, committed or done, or performed, however you want to take it, from employees against employers, ways of hiding information or hiding deceitful activities, or like we talked about, like I said, during the application process, and so it's important that employers, like I said, are on the lookout for different things. I know the job can be difficult in and of itself, but you'll find though, once you start really looking at these things, there are things that kind of pop up really easy because you learn to develop an eye for it, okay? So we don't want to make things more difficult than they have to be. I think a position as in HR is more rewarding than anything. It really is. I really do. I think a position in working in HR is an opportunity to help others in the company and help the company as well. So keep those things in mind, and like I said, you don't want to. You don't want to appear to be suspicious in everything you do. So that in mind, we really don't, and we don't want to develop a atmosphere of mistrust, because I believe for the most part,
employees and employers are good people.
They're good people. Real, I mean, absolutely. And so,
you know, keep those things in mind, and everything that you're doing as an HR professional, as a business owner, and you're coming in contact with people from day to day. You want to have a good atmosphere. You want to have a happy workforce, and that's not always easy, right? Because there's so many obstacles that come up, but you want to develop a culture of trusting your employees and your employees trusting you as well. Absolutely, you know you don't want to just develop a culture where everyone. I mean, trust me, I've worked in those atmospheres before, in those environments, if you will. Before, where there are, you know, management is mistrusting the employees and vice versa, and managers are mistrusting the higher management, and it's very, very difficult situation. And when those environments develop, it can happen so quickly, and guess what? It's so difficult to regain the trust of management and regain the trust of your employees. So, you know, you want to make sure that you are doing things to promote trust and confidence within your company. Because your employees, again, I always talk about that employees, a lot of employees spend more time at their place of in their job than they do at home, you know. And it's true. And so you don't want to have your employees working in a place where they are comfortable with you. You want to be able to say, so do the necessary steps to make sure to keep a strong a strong foundation. And recognize that, keep that in mind though, just you know, as I said, keep that in mind that it's so easy to get to where to lose the trust of your employees, and it may not always be something that you've done. You know, there was some other reason. I was talking before weeks ago to a young man, and he was talking about you know, how do you, with regard to employee handbooks, and so you have these employee handbooks, getting a little bit off the subject, but then kind of still sticking to it. But his question was, you know, you have the employee sign an employee handbook, and so how do you know that they're reading it? And this, that, and the other. I said, well, you know, it's very important. That's why it's important that you hold an orientation. Or there's new hire orientation or onboarding, however you want to term it. And then you talk about highlight the more important, especially the policies that are federal, that mandated policies like sexual harassment and things like that. You bring those to your new employees' intentions, so that they know that your company is a no-tolerance company, right? And so they already know that. And so they know it makes them think twice. You know, I always say, you think that if you have the notion to do something in your mind or say something, and you say, I better not say that, then don't. Everybody don't follow that practice, but that is the time true. If your first mind is
say don't do that, don't do it. But, you know, again, it's very important that you are building, as you go along as a company owner, you are building a foundation, and that foundation is you're building it, and you're making that foundation stronger and stronger and stronger, okay? And it's unfortunate, but the slightest thing can knock a crack in that foundation and will just shake the whole foundation. So it's you know, things like sexual harassment allegations. You know, again, sexual harassment it's all in the news, trending now, okay? And it's very unfortunate. But don't wait till something trends to start training. Okay, you should do retraining, recertification for sexual harassment and diversity training. And even once a year, go over all of the new policies. Do something where you're telling, bringing all the new policies to light or the updated policies to light to your employees, because that lets them know that, not that you're drilling them, but that you're letting them know that these policies have been put in place to protect you as well as the company, right? So you want to make sure that you know you're doing these things more than once. You know, you're talking to your employees not just at annual review time, but that you're talking to them throughout the year on what's going on in their job. So, you know, everything so that they are aware and you are aware of the things that are going on in your organization. Because when you start that foundation, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep building. You know, companies like Walmart, every company started off as a small company. So whether you stay a small company or you go to a medium size or you go to... You still want that trust and that camaraderie and that workforce and those employees that you admire and they admire, and they're growing within your organization. And some of them may even outgrow your organization. And guess what? You may even remain friends with them for years. But it's more than just work. It's more than just a job. And your company is more than just a job. It should be more than just a job to your employees. Okay, absolutely. Because when employees are working in within the organization, they are growing emotionally, professionally. Okay, they're growing. And guess what? Your organization is growing every day. Every day, right? Nothing stays the same. Everything, right, everything, you know, changes and grows. So, you know, you want to prepare your employees for growth and encourage them to grow. Because when they grow, you grow. Okay? So, listen, I've enjoyed having you as always on the air with All for HR Business Solutions. Again, if you haven't had a chance, run on over there to all4hr.net. Look around, see what All for HR is doing, see how we can help you. Okay, sign up for our newsletter, and we have that webinar, that complimentary webinar that's coming up on the 25th. I'm so excited about that, getting that stuff together, and I'm just ready and excited about that. We're going to give a free giveaway to people and just some things to, like I said, get you prepared, right? Get you ready so that you are, you know, you have your best HR armor on, and I don't want it. Please don't make it sound like we are fighting, because we're not. HR is, we are the heart of the organization, and so we love our companies and our employees. And at the same time, we have to be abreast of everything that's in the little things that happen throughout the day that make us pull our hair out, right, and grit our teeth. if you have not, find us on Twitter, All4HR, on Instagram, All4HR. We're on All4HR Business Solutions on LinkedIn. And join our Facebook. I'm telling you, if you're a small business owner, you won't want a business, you want to join our Facebook group. I'm telling you absolutely. We're sharing great information all the time. And follow us on Twitter at All4HR. We are on Facebook Live. We are back with this last Tuesday because of power outages. But we are back coming this Tuesday, 7 to 8 every Tuesday. And, of course, on the air with All4HR Biz. We have a special guest coming up at the beginning in May. You won't want to miss it. We're excited to have this young lady on our show. She's going to be our special guest, and we're going to surprise you about that. Let you know a little bit more about that as it draws near. Listen, folks, I have enjoyed each and every one of you on the air with All4HR Biz talking about HR. Remember, this month is I Know All HR Cool. Don't forget to go on the website, allforhr.net/blog. You want the All4HR, the Freedom Friday HR question. Drop your question in our comment section. We still choose to send your question. Guess what? I can't wait to see whose questions are on there. But, yeah, drop your questions on there, and you'll get a free gift. And we'll see you on Monday. Our management Monday moment. So glad to have you all, spend this hour with you guys. I'm having a great time. I'm enjoying you all. And don't forget, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room, okay? This is April Halliburton, founder and CEO of All4HR Business Solutions. I love you all. I have enjoyed you. Can't wait to do it again next Thursday. Don't forget to drop your questions on our chat or on our HR line. And you still got time to get the 2017 projects done. Give us a call. We'll take them off your hand for you. Listen, folks, have a great HR day. Happy Talk About It Thursday. And I will see you next week. Hey, join us on Facebook Live. Don't forget to join us on Facebook Live, Tuesday, 7 to 8. Take care, everyone.